One of the sweetest sounds to our own ears is the sound of our own name. Our names are very special. Names were also very special in biblical times. Names express the character, the reputation, the dignity, or the work of a particular person. An Abram becomes an Abraham. A Sarai becomes a Sarah. A Jacob becomes an Israel. And Simon becomes a Peter. So important is your name that, as Revelation 21:27 says, only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life will enter God's kingdom. Jesus himself had several names. He is called the Christ, or the Messiah, the Anointed One. He was also called the Son of Man, which was his favorite term. Many think that Son of Man refers to Jesus' humanity. It does in part, but it means much more than that. Jesus was also called the Son of God. There is another name which he has been given, according to Philippians 2:9-11. And we want to consider that name this morning. We want to consider in the first place that it is a transcendent name. And then we consider that it is a conquering name. There is some question as to what the name is. Therefore, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name. What is the name? Is it the name Jesus? Or is it yet unknown, as Revelation 19:12 indicates, that he who rides upon the white horse leading his armies has a name which is a mystery, and only he knows what it is? The name Jesus is above every name when you apply it to the character of Christ himself. But actually, the name Jesus in biblical times was a relatively common name. It has different forms in the Bible. It comes from the Hebrew root Yashah, which means to save. It is made into a noun in the names of Joshua. If we read Joshua's name in the New Testament, it would be Jesus. It is also the name Hosea. All of these are forms of the name of Jesus. But the text, if you will note in verse 10, does not say at the name Jesus, as if to say there is some magical formula here, that when the name Jesus is mentioned, it would be as if I said frog and you jumped, so that at the name Jesus, every knee would bow. That is not what Paul is saying. It does not say at the name Jesus, but it says at the name of Jesus, whatever the name of Jesus is, that is this transcendent name. It is significant that the text says the name, because it is verse 9 that is so significant and important here. It says God has bestowed on him the name. We are reminded of the practice in the Old Testament of those pious Jews who, when they came to the name of God in the Old Testament, would never pronounce that name. When they would write it, they wrote just the four consonants. The consonants of the name of God in the Old Testament were these, called the tetragrammaton, four letters. There was a Y, there was an H, there was a W, and there was another H. Four letters. Whenever they would write it, instead of writing the name as they would any other, they would ceremonially cleanse themselves in order to write this sacred name. They, after writing it, would throw away the pen. So sacred was the name, instead of reading it in the text, when they came to the name of what we translate in our King James Version as Jehovah, or in other versions as Yahweh, they would pronounce Adonai, another name for God in the Old Testament. Or they would simply say Hashem, the name. And so here we read in Philippians 2:9 that as a mark of transcendence, as a reward to the earthly work of the God-man, he would be given the name. Do you remember when God appeared to Moses at the burning bush? God said to Moses, go down to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And Moses told God, those people won't listen to me. Whom shall I say sent me? What is your name? And God said to him, Ehye, Asher, Ehye, I am that I am. Tell them the I am has sent you. Do you remember Jesus when he was disputing with the Pharisees, and the Pharisees accused him of the great claims that he was making? They said, are you as great as our father Abraham? Who do you think you are, Jesus? And Jesus said to them, before Abraham was, I am. Do you see what Jesus, the Son of God, is confessing there? He is saying that he is the great I am. He is the Jehovah of the Old Testament, the Yahweh of Israel. He is God. Now look back to Philippians 2:9 through 11. The truly important phrase here gives us a clue to what the name is. The important phrase is verse 9, and bestowed on him the name, rather than verse 10. And then Paul goes on finally to announce what that name is in verse 11. He is saying that Jesus Christ, as a mark of his transcendence, as a mark of his divinity, as a mark of his true deity, receives the name that only God himself is known by, and it is this: Jehovah, Yahweh. This is the name which is above every name. The transcendent name of Jesus is in this text stated clearly in verse 11, where Paul says, and every tongue should confess what? That Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christos Kurios. Kurios is the same word as Yahweh in the Old Testament. What Paul is saying here, that the Lord Jesus Christ, by virtue of his earthly work, he was already Jehovah, but by virtue of his earthly work, he is exalted as the supreme king of the universe. Paul has been building to a climax. He said in verses 5 through 8, you remember, that Jesus took on the form of flesh and he was humiliated for you and me, made under the law to live a life of perfection, because you and I could never meet the moral demands of God's law. And then he went to Calvary's cross, and he took your sin and my sin upon himself, and he bore those as penalties. And so, having lived a perfect life for you, and having died a death as your substitute, Paul moves on to say in verses 9 through 11, he now receives the coronation of a great king. He is exalted, and one day every person will recognize King Jesus as the Jehovah God of the universe, and they will say, Jesus Christ is Lord. The whole rest of the Old Testament bears witness to that, time and time again. And then finally in Revelation 19:16, it says that there is a name written upon his garment, and that name is this: King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I belabor to point out the importance of the name of Jesus and his kingship and his lordship, so as to make clear that Jesus Christ is not less than deity. He is God. So we want to say, take note of those of you who may be skeptics. Take note, we say to those Mormons. Take note to those who are Jehovah Witnesses. Jesus is not less than God. Jesus is himself God. That is the confession that every man who has taken the breath of life will one day make: Jesus Christ is Lord. But also, I point out and want to show that Jesus Christ is Lord, and so that there is no other way by which a man can or may be saved other than through the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He is the only way. There is no other alternative. There is no other reality than this. The name of Jesus is a transcendent name. But also, this text tells us that the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, is a conquering name. It says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This should be a great comfort to believers. I mean that Jesus is Lord. Because it reminds us that Jesus is in control. I counseled a middle-aged woman, not in this town, in another city, some years ago, who came into my office very fearful, having great anxiety toward all of life, and she was concerned, she was anxious, she was fearful over the way the world situation was and still is. Concerned. She needed to be reminded that economies may waver and kingdoms totter. There may be wars and rumors of wars. There will be earthquakes. There will be eruption of volcanoes. There will be violence. But in all of this, you can be sure, you can be sure of this, that Jesus Christ is Lord. He reigns supreme, and things have not gotten out of control in the world. This should also be disconcerting, though, to unbelievers, because it reminds us, and take heart, Christians, but take warning, unbeliever, because this confession, Jesus Christ is Lord, reminds us that He is coming back. The Old Testament promises. God promises Israel that all the nations of the world one day will come to Israel and acknowledge Jesus Christ as the true King. Will worship God. Now, this has already been fulfilled in 1 Corinthians 10 in part. Do you remember when the Queen of Sheba came? And she was amazed at Solomon's wisdom. And she said, I've never seen anything like this before. The riches, the wealth, the God of Israel must indeed be the only true living God. And she bowed the knee and she worshiped. That was a foretaste, a symbol of the Gentile nations, of the nations of the kingdom of this earth, coming before the God of Israel and worshiping Him. Its fulfillment is not yet, but it will be fulfilled because Jesus Christ is returning. He is coming, and every knee and every kingdom and every person will one day bow and worship King Jesus. There is a TV commercial about an oil filter. And the man says, you can pay me now or pay me later. Psalm 2 says, kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and you perish from the way when His wrath is kindled but a little. Now is the opportunity to kiss the Son, as it were, but then all knees must bow in homage to Him because He comes in wrath. Spurgeon has a poem that goes this way. The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. A royal diadem adorns that mighty victor's brow. No more the bloody crown, the cross and nails no more. For hell itself shakes at His frown, and all the heavens adore. Christian, do not let the enemies of the cross of Christ and the enemies of Christianity undo you. Take heart and take courage, because all the rushes of this world and all the Madeleine O'Hares of this world, and all the Ayatollah Khomeinis of this world will one day see the King. As the Negro spiritual has it, one day there will be a great getting up morning. A great getting up morning when King Jesus comes riding on his cloud of glory. And every knee will bow and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Even so, come, come, Lord Jesus. Let us pray.